The flies wore a little coronet round the dead man's head. They lifted and circled and dropped down to feed and lay their eggs. Perich lay on the bed next to Stella and took long swallows from the bottle of Southern Comfort. He said, "Before war came, know what I was?"
"Tell me."
Stella was fighting a nausea of fear, trying to keep the shake out of her voice. The blood flow from her neck had dried, leaving a double trail that stained her collar and ran out of sight. It was itchy.
"I was many things. Truck driver, taxi man, painter for houses, barman. Then comes the war, and I am soldier, fighter. Some fighters you must train. Some have talent. I have talent."
"If you switch off the phone, how will they let you know the car is here?"
"There is no car."
"Of course there is. They told you..."
"No, no, Stella. There is no car. They have decided. First you die, then I die. After 10 minutes, they will come in."
He had reloaded the shotgun and laid it ready on the floor by the bed. The Militech was tucked into his belt.
"After 10 minutes, they will come in after me, and you will be dead."
"Switch it on."
Her mouth was dry, and she felt cold, as if the temperature had suddenly dropped.
"Switch it on, and they'll be there to tell you the car is ready."
"You believe this?"
"It's there. It's down there waiting."
He leaned across and touched the place where he'd cut her, then touched her hair, then her mouth.
"If I switch on, and they do not call?"
She couldn't speak. He switched the phone on, and it rang almost at once. Lippmann said,
"The car's here! It's here! Bring her out!"